Monica Harvey, a citizen of the Navajo Nation, founded Defend Our Community in Loup. They deliver supplies such as disinfectant wipes, Lysol spray, hand sanitizer, food supplies, and water to elders on the Navajo Reservation. She says because Navajo culture is so family-based, it's really hard when any elder in the community dies. And Harvey's grandmother recently passed away from COVID.
It's not only the traditions and the language that we're protecting, it's protecting that special person in your life who, no matter what, when you come over, there's food waiting for you or there's a home you can stay in.
Many tribes are putting elders and fluent speakers of indigenous languages at the top of the list for COVID-19 vaccine. But many elders live far from clinics and hospitals, and there's mistrust in federal government after a long history of forced assimilation and broken treaty agreements. Harvey says the pandemic has exacerbated underlying health conditions such as diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which affect a high proportion of indigenous people compared to the rest of the population. And high social isolation has brought behavioral health issues into focus on reservations as well, from alcohol or drug abuse to mental illness.
It feels like, yes, we're fighting COVID, but at the same time, we're fighting other contributors that's attacking the community and our elders.
She says Navajo citizens have been asking the federal government for help for years, but largely hasn't received it. She pointed to veterans of World War II who have put their lives on the line for the federal government, but now have trouble accessing housing and other assistance. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.